Frogs and Stone. There was a group of frogs who had their deity installed near the pond. They used to worship this deity as God. They used to do dandavat pranams and pray. Why do these frogs worship this stone? They have been bowing down for generations. What's so special about this stone? One day when the frogs were offering their prayers to the deity, the little curious frog jumped over and sat on the deity. This shocked everyone. You are offending our God and us. Oh, you fool, what are you doing? Please tell me, why have you been worshipping this stone for ages? If this stone is God, how come I am sitting on its head? Why did it allow me to do this? Oh, you mean we are foolish. So, dear young frog, you tell us, what should we worship? You should worship an entity who is so tall that you cannot jump over him. Oh, who is that? I have seen one big white bird with a long beak, the stork. He is very tall. A frog cannot jump over a stork. Oh, very good. Let's go to the stork. So they all went to the stork and paid obeisances. Wow, for so long I have been hunting for frogs, and here they are. Thank you, God. Stork ate them all. Moral: when one is bewildered, his consciousness is affected and his understanding of the absolute becomes flawed. The mental speculation starts and he finds faults with previous conclusions. He wants to draw his own conclusions. However, his conclusions are colored in the three modes of nature. They are not transcendental. So he begins to function at a lower level of consciousness and keeps moving away from the absolute truth, keeps falling down.